Joining the conversation this morning from the Uneta Way, Hastings, Prince Edward, it's Brandy Hodge. Good morning.
Good morning to you both. How are you?
We're good, thank
you. Very well.
How are you doing, Brandy? I know you and I were in conversation via text last week. You were dealing with that nasty cold flu bug going around the province. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling much better. I was going to hopefully talk to you last week, but I didn't have much of a voice, and you wouldn't have wanted to listen to me.
And you were down for a few days, too.
I was down, yes. Yeah, it doesn't happen very often, but terrible timing, but oh well.
You know, Brandy, I was talking to some family over the weekend, too, and some of them are struggling with this Norwalk virus and some friends as well. So it's making its presence in many parts of Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is. Yeah, I've heard our hospitals are full. So it's. I got lucky, didn't have anything like that, but definitely... Definitely was down and out and, you know, considering heading to my doctor's office for antibiotics, but then I took a turn for the better.
Well, Brandy Hodge is the executive director for the Uneta Way Hastings Prince Edward. We tried to connect last week, as she mentioned, though. She wasn't feeling well. Just with the announcement, we'll start from Procter & Gamble last week, $170,000. They're always there for Uneta Way.
They are. You know, they've been an incredible supporter for so many years. Like, you know, I can't even remember a time when there wasn't a relationship between Procter & Gamble and United Way. And their employees are remarkably generous, and they are the foundation of that that total that's announced. It's employee giving and some event giving and then a corporate match. But, you know, the employees have to give before the corporation can match. So it's a really incredible boost to the campaign for sure.
And we're also in the stretch drive for the 2025 fundraising campaign. You're about $100,000 short. You help out a lot of agencies, 46 community agencies. What's the game plan now to get that $100,000 plus?
Yeah, you know, we've got a few things on the go. You know, it's been a tough year. It's the cost of living is high and inflation and all of that good stuff is impacting everybody, and it impacts our ability to fundraise. You know, so we've got a 50-50 on the go right now for folks who, you know, want to jump in for $20 or $40. You know, if that's what they're able to do, there's a 50-50 that will close on Wednesday. And then for other people, you know, whether you're in a workplace or a school or if you're individually can support, we have a push to get 100, you know, people, groups, workplaces, students, whatever it is, to donate $1,000, and that will close our gap. We have 12 days to do that in. The campaign closes officially on January 31st. You know, so we're just going to pull out all the stops, and we're going to close that gap as much as possible.
Oh, good, Brandy. So I just wanted to know also, what are some of the agencies that you're willing to ask then for some help?
So the agencies that we fund through the United Way campaign are diverse, and there's 46 of them that stretch right from Bancroft down to Picton, Deseronto to Quinte West and everywhere in between, like literally. And, you know, they're all counting on our success for the campaign. You know, the higher the cost of living is in a community, the more people turn to organizations like them to help support their daily needs and the more funding they need. And we're having a hard time getting to our goal. So, you know, we are asking literally everybody, you know, to if they're able to contribute a little bit more, then please do. If they need a group to do that, you know, get your coworkers together and do a big sale, do whatever it is that you're doing within your workplace. And if they can come up to $1,000, we have a fun frame that we're going to come out and visit workplaces or different individuals to get their picture taken and help people understand who it is that's really rising to the occasion this year. And we'd love to come and see as many people as possible.
$2.25 million is the campaign goal this year. $100,000 short goes to the end of the month. Brandy Hodge is the executive director for the Uneta Way Hastings Prince Edward. Thanks for the time this morning, and we'll continue to support the Uneta Way with these conversations for the next few weeks leading into hopefully getting that $100,000 plus.
We appreciate that. We'd love to be able to come and do a really fun update for sure.
All right. Thank you, Brandy. Have a great day.
Thanks for your help.